Welcome to Talks from the Bible, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of Him who worketh all things after the counsel of His own will, that we should be to the praise of His glory who first trusted in Christ. Ephesians 1:11-12. Those who are adopted as children by Jesus Christ become the sons of God and heirs of God. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with Him, that we may be also glorified together. Romans 8:16-17. As the children of God, our names have been written in the Lamb's Book of Life, to the general assembly and church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven, Hebrews 12:23. We are heirs of the riches of God's glory. Hearken, my beloved brethren, hath not God chosen the poor of this world rich in faith, and heirs of the kingdom which He hath promised to them that love Him? James 2:5. The poor of earth are heirs of the glory of God's eternal kingdom. For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. 2 Peter 1:11. The inheritance of the saints is not possessed in the temporal things of earth, but in the glory of heaven. For the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, whereof ye heard before in the word of the truth of the gospel, Colossians 1:5, Jesus promised that He would go into heaven and prepare a mansion for the redeemed. In My Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto Myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. John 14:2-3. By the grace of God and the blood of Jesus Christ, that eternal mansion has been secured for the children of God who are His heirs, that being justified by His grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. Titus 3:7. The purpose of God from the foundation of the world was an inheritance for His saints. The beauty and glory of that inheritance is not seen with the human eye, but rather by the eye of faith, and with an unreserved commitment of heart to the counsel of God. By the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, we have been begotten to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you. 1 Peter 1:3-5. As the adopted children, we wait for the return of the Lord Jesus, who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto His own glorious body, according to the working whereby He is able to subdue all things unto Himself. Philippians 3:21. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.